Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Acts 10:32-33. Preachers are to speak only what is commanded of God, and hearers are to hear only what is commanded of God. An angel of God had appeared to Cornelius, but rather than revealing to Cornelius what was necessary for his salvation, the angel told him to find Peter. God's only means of communicating His will to humanity today is preaching. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1:21. And notice the attitude of this man who had sent for Peter. We are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded of God. Preachers must also be mindful of their responsibility to preach only what God has commanded. Only the will of God can save. Jesus, with all authority from God, said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. The Bible is the truth of God, and by diligent study and careful listening, the truth can be known and believed. Jesus spoke to religious people when he said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." John 5:39. These religious people thought they were in possession of eternal life. It is not enough to think that we have eternal life. We need to know. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." 1 John 5:13. What has been written by God is the knowledge of salvation. By understanding and believing what has been written will give us the full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:22. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the most wonderful message that humanity will ever hear. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only message that can save the soul. Don't you want to hear all things that are commanded from God? Like the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God, Acts 13:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.